Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. Good morning, everyone. Well, this is going to be the last official podcast for the Curious Girl Diaries Sexual Road Trip Year One. So I thought I'd just recap my year, kind of talk about, you know, go back over everything that happened, and, you know, then I'll be starting year two, which I'm really looking forward to. So, you know, I was just kind of sitting here thinking and, you know, taking a few little notes and got a lot. I've really done a lot in a year. When I look back on this year, I go, holy shit. I had no idea when I started this, you know, where I'd be, what I'd be feeling, all the things that would happen, all the fun experiences, some of the not so fun experiences, you know, just everything that I was embarking on. And I'm so glad I did it. And I'm, like I said, looking forward to, you know, year two, basically kind of keeping my sex life fun and adventurous. And you know, I don't know, again, I don't know if anybody else has this issue, but, you know, maybe it's from being, I think maybe it's from being a little bit older. I don't think the younger people I've encountered, the younger guys, they don't really, it doesn't seem like they have a problem keeping their sex life a priority because they're just so damn horny. But, you know, for some reason, when you get older, you just, sometimes you let things sort of, you settle into routine. And so this just, you know, this whole experience just really let me know that I don't want to go another three, and I don't want to relive what I started, which is, you know, 3.5 years of no sex, you know, just sort of bumping around, living my life, doing my thing. But the sexual part of my life was completely turned off. And going back to that, you know, is it an option? So just in that alone, it was worth it. I'm kind of sitting here thinking too, you know, okay, so at this point, you know, some of the burning questions that I started with, I don't know if I have 100% answers to, but I have a better handle on, you know. So I was just thinking about, okay, so, you know, what do I want and what have I become and, you know, this point, what am I certain about? And when I, you know, when I started, I kept asking myself, geez, what am I doing? Like, where is this taking me? I think that was my big fear. Just like when I come out the other side of this, who will I be? Well, I'm definitely different. I know that. And I like that. I'm absolutely way more, I hate to use this word, it sounds so cliche, but sex positive, I guess, if you want to call it that. I'm just way more sex, my light's on, you know, my light is on, people. I'm way more about it, making, like I said, just making it a priority in my week, you know, to be having sex, to be thinking about sex, to be, you know, doing fun stuff that, you know, make my body feel good sexually. So at this point, you know, what do I want? Well, I definitely want to keep moving forward. Right now I'm feeling like, I'm way more open to God, I'm going to use the I word. I think I'm way more open to intimacy now. you know, after that a podcast I did with Joel, and, you know, and he was like, I'm an intimacy junkie, I love it. I'm like, that's pretty cool. Maybe I'm going to work on being more of an intimacy junkie. I think this coming year, I'm going to be less. What you'll see from me is I'll be less, there'll be less of an emotional wall up. I think I'm going to be a little more in touch with my girliness and try to let down some of that, you know, guarded defensiveness, which is actually, that's a very big deal for me, and a complete shift, you know, in, you know, what I was talking about on, you know, my podcast, Women. It's like, you got to have, I still think a pair and a spare is good. Trust me. You know, you don't want to get fixated, but I am okay with, I'm definitely going to put myself out there more emotionally. I'm going to be more emotional. I'm going to try to also be more intimate in my encounters, you know, and that'll really take the right person. They won't all be like that. I'm not looking to, you know, that won't work with everybody, but, you know, I look back and I say, gosh, there was a couple guys, really good guys that, you know, wanted relationships. I wasn't in that mode. And I'm, again, not saying I'm looking for a specific relationship, but, you know, I could still have, you know, with those people that I feel very safe with and that are just, you know, the doors are already wide open with them. You know, I could have probably had more of an intimate experience with them and just allowed it to be what it was going to be. It wasn't going to be a long-term one-on-one, you know, boyfriend-girlfriend situation, but still I could, you know, kind of like I said, like Joel and I were discussing on that, on our podcast, just have that fun, you know, hot, sexy, and also add that extra layer, you know, thin little layer there of intimacy. I think that's what I'm probably left most thinking about at the end of this year is, you know, being a little more, I could just less guarded, I guess is probably the best way to put it. So I'm going to work on that for next year. You know, and I think who I've become right now, who I am right now is just somebody who's had a great year and wants to expand on that and keep that moving forward. So I think year two is going to be even better, honestly. I think this first year was a little bit rough. You know, it was all over the board. It was everything. Like I said, the good, the bad, the ugly. And I'm sure there'll be some of that. There'll always be some of that, you know, when you're dealing with people, interpersonal relationships and things like that. But I think that next year for me, I'll probably, you know, I feel like I know what I want a little bit more. I'm coming into it with a little more clear-headed, not as many questions, a few more answers, and I'm, you know, excited and ready to go. The vanilla versus kinky. I remember saying that, you know, kind of wondering like, what would this do to my vanilla world, my vanilla life or whatever? Well, the vanilla life is pretty much gone. I can tell you that. I don't, you know, if I look back on, you know, just where I previous, you know, prior, let's say relationships, one-on-one relationships with boyfriends and, you know, the kind of sex, we always had fun, you know, fun sex. You dabble and you try this and that, a little, you know, a little spanking here, a little this and that. But I'm way more open-minded. I'm way more, I don't know if you want to say out there. I don't know. I don't really even know how to call it. But I don't think at this point I could hook up with somebody one-on-one and just have plain old vanilla sex for the rest of my life. That does not appeal to me anymore. No. I want more than that. I want
Good news. Strictly Anonymous Podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show.
I hope you're enjoying this episode. I'm so sad it has to end. Are you craving more content with me? Don't worry, I've got you covered. Go even deeper with me on my private podcast. You get 4 additional episodes a month published every Friday, revealing outtakes from my super private personal audio journal, things said after the show, but when I'm still recording, the inside scoop on who's been naughty and who's been naughtier, bombshells I've kept to myself this whole entire time, things I can only talk about with a more intimate group of listeners, and additional surprise bonus content so hot it makes even me blush. So when you finish this episode and you're still craving more, please allow me to satiate you. Just head over to thecuriousgirldiaries.com and click on exclusive or click on the link in the show notes. All right, on with the show.
Great fucking hot crazy sex, and whatever is agreeable between the two of us, whether it's, you know, under the parameters that we were to, you know, seeing other people is okay, having group sex is okay, going to sex parties is okay. What, I don't know what the terms would actually be, but it would have to be something definitely outside of, you know, the norm at this point. I was thinking too about my vagina. My vagina's been through a lot this year. It's been a big year for my vagina. I've been lasered. I've been lightened with my lightening cream, which that was sort of a bust. You know, I think since I've taken some time off from that, I'm going to start up with that again. Just see if I still have the reaction to it. You never know. It could have been, I don't know what could have been causing it, but hormones, you know, who knows, but I'm going to try that again. Cause I just want to, I love putting my vagina through experimentation. It's fun to experiment with your vagina. I highly recommend it. Everybody out there, give it a whirl. So it's been lightened. I did my, vaginal tightening, which was a good experience. And I might do it again, you know, cause I'm starting off a new year. I might need a little tightening, a little tune up. I might have to get another group on. It's been spanked. It's been slapped. You know, I've been, oh my God, I've taken skin off with that Hitachi. No joke. Like, that thing is serious. I've numbed it out and taken skin off with that Hitachi. And I know that other women have had this problem too, because when I did that, threw that out there, I got a bunch of comments, and actually some men too were saying their wives experienced the same thing. Like, I think it's just a serious heavy duty piece of equipment. When you're putting it on your vag, you got to be careful with it. But yeah, I don't think I ever mentioned before this, the taking skin off. Yes, 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 yes. And that's from my, I think that's really, yeah. I have thin skin down there. I think a lot of women do, but mine is especially thin. I think from all my years of waxing down before I lasered. And when I would wax, sometimes I would accidentally take a little bit of skin off. So it just, I think over the years, it's just a little thin. It's a little delicate down there. More delicate than normal. It's been, you know, let's recap here. It's been lightened, tightened, brightened, lasered, spanked, slapped, you know, basically molested by the Hitachi, eaten, beaten, you know, and all of the above. It still looks pretty though. Still looks good. So, that's the recap for my vagina. There we go. And as you all know, I love the word vagina. Okay. My sex bucket list. Well, I crossed a lot of things off, And I'm sure I'll start, when I start recording for next year, I'll sort of do something a little more focused on that. But, you know, basically what I didn't get to was any of the threesomes. I didn't do a male, female, male, or a female, male, female. I'll still do that. I will. I'll get to that. What I guess I realize is that's not, you know, as you start doing this stuff and focusing on things, naturally that just kind of got pushed to the side because it wasn't as important. So, and, you know, this year maybe I won't do, female, male, female. Maybe I'll just do one-on-one with a woman. Just try that. That is on my list, maybe. I think I might add that. That might be a new one. Who knows? I mean, that would be like an actual lesbian encounter. But problem with that is, I think I'd have to, at that point, I'd have to be reciprocating. And we all know how I feel about, I just don't know that I can eat pussy. I just don't know that that's on my list. I'd have to see. It'd have to be the right person. You never know. If I had my little girl crush, like I said, I could turn into just a total animal, a total pussy liquor lover. I don't know. We'll see. What else didn't I do? Oh, dominating a guy. Well, I really want to do this with Clark. I'm trying to convince him. I mean, I know he's in line with it. So, oh my God. I mean, I'll tell you what. If I could arrange that with him, that would be the cherry on my sundae. I would not need, really, I wouldn't care about the rest of year two went. It could all just fall apart, go to hell in a handbasket. If I could have that dynamic with him, oh my God, I'd love it. He's really the perfect guy to have that dynamic with. And I think it would be very fun and also very intimate. And I'm kind of looking, you know, again, that's really what I'm sort of seeking out more, you know, really more of these, you know, intimate connections. I'd love to do more of the BDSM stuff, but I wouldn't mind it getting a little more, intimate, I guess, a little bit more down the rabbit hole, a little more heady. A little more intense. That's the word. A little more intense. Yes. Again, that takes the right person. It was hard. It's hard. Yeah, that for some reason in that area, you know, it seems to me that I had a hard time finding the right person. And so I'll have to continue to kind of sift through that. I think that, you know, when you get into that kind of dynamic with someone, it really does have to be the right person. It's not just, you know, your run of the mill. Oh, hey, you'll do, you know, let's try this. I want the full experience. I don't just want the sexual part of it. I kind of want that head trip part too, you know, but the problem again for me is because, you know, I'm so strong in my head. Actually, the letting go and like doing all that and like going farther with it, that will be a challenge for me. I can see that will be a challenge for me. But for some reason, I'm really like drawn to that. I'm digging that idea that, okay, let me see how far I can push myself. That's the exciting thing. So we'll see where that goes. Let's see the, what else do I want to do? Oh, the group sex or the sex parties that I definitely want to do. Halloween's coming up. That might be a good time for a fun sex party, group sex thing. I mean, everybody's got to do that. Come on. You got to, you know, put that on your list. At least it's the voyeurism aspect. You know, you can have people around watching you. You don't have to jump on 10 million people and have all these bodies flowing all over you. But you know, you could be there with someone that you trust and you guys can let other people watch you. And I think that would be a lot of fun. The just kind of a follow up on the, on the size, you know, when I did this, does size really matter podcast, It's interesting. So now that I've had, you know, now that I had my BBC experience and, you know, I had a really thick one. I think I said this though on that podcast. Girth is really, to me, the most important. It's not the length. You know, you want a girthy one. Something that has some thickness. Now, again, does that mean extreme? Does that mean I'm a, what do they call that, size queen? No. I still am not. But that doesn't mean I definitely don't enjoy, you know, being with someone who's thicker. Of course I do. God, it feels great. So I still think as far as size goes, I still stick to what I said in the very beginning. I still like all of that, you know. I think the girth is important. It doesn't have to be super girthy, but I'm not complaining if it is. And then, you know, and then I don't need it really, really long, you know, just girth. Girth is where it's at. I still am not a big fan of 69. You know, that hasn't changed. I don't like, I'm just more into, okay, I'm doing what I'm doing to you. You do it, you know, you're doing what you're doing to me. And we get to just be 100% focused and enjoying what is going on. That's, you know, still my preference. No, not that I don't enjoy it. Like, again, of course I do 69. Some people love it, you know, they just love it. Again, I'm more like, please just focus all your attention on me, or let me focus all my attention on you. And, you know, we'll kind of go from there. Ugly fucking. I'm going through if you're wondering what I'm doing here, I'm really just kind of going back over what I've talked about already this year and, you know, seeing what's changed, what's stayed the same and what's changed. The ugly fucking. Interesting. So that guy just recently reached out to me again. And I finally, this was really bad. Here, I'll tell you the one thing I regret about that is after the ugly fucking, he kept contacting me and I just ghosted him. Now, that's not usually my style. I think he's the only person I've done that to. I don't know why. I shouldn't have handled it that way. I should have responded right away. Just, and you know, like I did just, I don't know if it was a couple days ago, 3 days ago, I finally just said, you know, I was polite, you know, I said, I had a nice time with you too. And, you know, the context in which I met you is not usually, you know, the way I handle that. And I think I should have done what I normally do, which is taking a little bit more time to get to know you. And, you know, while I did have fun, I am not looking to do that again with you. And I wish you the best, you know, and that was it. That something roughly to that effect. I should have handled that better. So there's a little bit of a, you know, when I don't handle people well, or if I do something, I don't like that. You know, I do try to, I expect a lot from myself, and especially, you know, the way I treat people is important to me. And so that always kind of bothered me. I'm like, God, I shouldn't have ghosted him. I shouldn't have done it. But, again, that's a good lesson, you know, so I know that I won't be doing that again. I'll just, even though it's hard to tell somebody, you know, I really didn't click with you. Obviously there's a bigger context behind that, but he doesn't need to know that. And, it just, it's fine. You know, I could have handled that better. So I will next, moving forward, lesson learned. I will do that. This comes right into the chemistry podcast. I mean, you know, boy, I'll tell you what, that's the one thing that has really stood out to me this year is how much you need, I mean, how important the chemistry is. I mean, I'm just not, you know, it's just such, it's still one of those things you can't put your finger on. I mean, some people just get under your skin. Um, the people that get under my skin, like, I just want them. You know, you want them. Like, you really, really are desirous and lustful, and it's like you don't even know why. Sometimes it doesn't make sense. Sometimes, just, you know, despite the circumstances, you are, it doesn't, it's like, I'm very logical, so I like things to make sense and be black and white. And chemistry is, I don't even, you could even call it a gray zone. It's just a zone unto itself. It's the unknown zone. It's a black hole. You cannot put your finger on it. And so what I've realized is, like, there's been great guys that I'm like, why can't I, you know, this guy really likes me, is into me. Why can't I feel it the same way? You know, and you look at everything on paper with them and you're like, I wish I could reciprocate, because this person's going to, you know, not going to be in my life much longer, because I know the direction they want to go. And if I could just feel this too, you know, and you can't, and then you'll have total, you know, you have guys that you shouldn't feel that for, have that kind of, just, they get under your skin, you know, make your teeth itch kind of chemistry. You shouldn't have that with them. You just shouldn't. I mean, for all intents and purposes, like, this doesn't, logically does not make sense. You know, you look at it all on paper, all the factors, you're like, this just in a million years should not be the case. And it is, you know, then you're just have this crazy chemistry with them. I don't know. I am no closer to figuring that out. I don't think you can figure that out. It is or it isn't. And that's one of those things that, you know, I just have to kind of let go and let it be, because you can't control it. It's great though when you do have it with, you know, someone that is good, you know, it's just, they're good. It's all good. All the bullet points are there. All my little paper. I love it. You know, all my little check, check, check. And then the chemistry too. Oh, I had that a couple times this year. So, and that's the best. I mean, that right there is the best. That's what I'm after. Let's see. Oh, so the V word. I struggled with this year with being vulnerable. It bothers me. But like I said, after going through all my gyrations with it this year, I'm really, really interested in pushing that more. I'm like, you know, it's too much work. It's too much work to always have my guard up, you know, always have my system, which is trying to, again, it's trying to run things like chemistry, you know, and put it into a box and say, I can control this, or I have a system for how I manage this stuff. It doesn't work very well. I would say it's like maybe a 5% effectiveness. So I'm you know, with all those just trying to control things. So I think I'm going to, you know, I'm going to lighten up. I'm going to lighten the fuck up and let some of this stuff, let the chemistry run, you know, run wild, let whatever, you know, I'm not going to hold back as much emotionally this year. I mean, I think it made sense to do it the first year, but, you know, I think next year will be more interesting. And I think I'm going to have a lot better sex too because of it, because I'm just going to be more in the moment and less heady. Now, I do have to say though, you know, I'm not, again, does that mean I'm looking for a boyfriend? No, no, no. I'm looking for, now, does that say that I'm not? I never say never. Like, if every time I say I'll never have a one-on-one relationship, I don't know. I don't know. It's just that I continue to feel the same about, like, I'm not looking for specifically that. I do want to have, you know, I do want to see multiple people at the same time. That I definitely want to continue doing. So, you know, where that leads, I have no idea. I'm not going to try to guess. Because again, every time I say, I'm definitely not going to do this, or this won't happen, then sure enough, you know, that will happen. I'm gonna relax a little bit. I don't know that I'll be comfortable initially, but I'm definitely gonna be more open emotionally. I'm gonna get more in touch with my feminine side, let some of that masculine energy go, soften it up a bit. Okay. The friends with benefits, you know, again, that's still an ongoing issue. You know, I want the longevity. I really do. I want longevity. I want to see, there's a goal for next year. I mean, let's see where that can go. You know, I would happily see somebody ongoing for a long duration. I mean, I am about going the distance. I love it. You know, that's the kind of dynamic I want. That is the kind of dynamic when you have that with somebody over the long haul and you really get to know them. It's nice. It's nice. You know, it's nice that somebody really knows who you are. You know, are relaxed with them. They get you, you get them. I really definitely want that for sure. So, you know, a little disappointed that it's proving harder to accomplish than I thought. Because when I was younger, you know, I had that with a couple people. It was just so much easier back then. I don't know why. But at any rate, let's see what I can do. Let's see what I can pull off next year. The dick picking is not going to stop. It's just not going to stop. I don't know, you know, I don't know. It's been ongoing this year. I just think as long as there are men and they have penises, they will want to send you a picture of it. There we go. Enough said. How many younger guys will I continue to move forward with? I don't know. We'll see how, you know, we'll see how that goes. I mean, I was saying the other day that I can tell you that definitely, you know, somebody that's closer to my age is more, it feels more suitable. Again, stranger things have happened. I do enjoy younger men. I think just more, you know, I think that it's easier though for me to relate to somebody closer to my age and then also with that vulnerability factor, you know, be, since I'm more comfortable with somebody that's closer to my age, then also being more, you know, it'll be easier to be more vulnerable. That's my thought going into next year. We'll see. We'll see how that plays out. And you know what I have noticed though? I'm way more picky on the younger guys. Like a lot of younger guys, you know, have been reaching out lately and I'm like, no, you know, I'm scrutinizing a little bit more instead of just like, oh, you know, hey, you know, yeah, sure. Fun. Why not? Now I'm more like, no, I'm sort of, yeah, I'm just weeding through that a little more carefully, than I have in the past. So that's good. That's what last year taught me, you know. What else? I think that's probably a good, you know, a good wrap up for this year, except for, you know, the one thing I want to say, last thing I wanted to say was, I forgot to mention something that I wanted to mention when I did the dirty ones. And that was really just thank you for to everybody for all the, I got a lot of messages and people, guys reaching out and stuff and commenting and women too. But the biggest thing I got was just really nice, you know, kind of thoughtful, like, hey, how are you today? You know, and I hope you're doing well. You know, just really thoughtful, considerate stuff. And thank you so, so much. I meant to bring that up and just say thank you. Because, you know, I mean, people don't know me, but they hear, you know, they'll hear something and they just take the time to say, oh God, that sucks. I hope you're feeling okay. I hope you're doing well, whatever. And just to, you know, first of all, say thank you. And also just, you know, let everybody know, yeah, of course. Yes, of course. You know, I was doing just fine. I am doing just well, you know, very well. It's not, you know, it was just a disappointment. This is not, you know, this is not like, it's not like being in a one-on-one relationship with somebody for a long time and, you know, and fight and then shocker, you know, you find this out. That's just not even close. It's a completely different scenario. But, you know, no, again, just as I said, you know, when I spend time with people, you know, I have feelings for them. I enjoy being with them. If I didn't, I wouldn't do it. And so the, you know, when you find out somebody was not being honest with you, it's shocking and, you know, makes you feel bad. So, but thank you guys for, you're so kind. You're so kind. I wanted to say that. And then also just to say thank you for everybody that the countless, you know, emails, questions, comments, everything that helps be a part of this year, that's been a part of this year. Thank you so much for listening and reading, you know, and correcting my typos. Somebody just the other day messaged me and said, oh, I know you, it's just you transpose two letters, you know, and I'm like, oh, thank you. I mean, I was like sitting at my desk, I immediately changed it. And that was obviously on the blog. Which I'm still on the fence about. I do not know whether I want to continue to write or not. Maybe I will. I don't know. But again, you know, thank you so much to everybody that's followed this first year and made, you know, been there with me. This is really, it's more fun, you know, to do this and have that feedback. I know I struggled a little bit with it, with being, you know, completely honest. It made me want to, you know, censor some of the stuff I was saying. And also, you know, it's like, it feels weird when you're like, can I say that? I don't know. It's really how I'm feeling, but is that going to sound weird? And I don't want to, again, I don't want to be vulnerable. I think I'm getting over that. I think that's another thing that another takeaway from this year is I'm getting over that. I'm surprisingly at my age, thank God something had to change that, you know, something had to turn the tide. So I think next year as well, you know, with being more, just being more vulnerable and being okay with it, you're going to, you know, some of the stuff that's, I'm going to talk about and some of the things you're going to hear me say, it's probably gonna be a little more revealing, a little more intimate, a little more, I think I'm going to be more prone to discussing not just the sexual aspects of the encounters, but the emotional aspects of the encounters. I did want to have that be a part of my year, you know, when I started, was to talk about the emotions and stuff that it was bringing up in me. I didn't focus on that as much as I wanted to. I really shied away from it, quite frankly. So, you know, this next year is going to be hopefully doubly sexy and, you know, hot and erotic, but also more of the emotional, like what goes on, you know, internally with me with all that. So I think next year is going to be a little more spicy. Hopefully. All right. Well, that then officially then I think that concludes. This is the last official podcast of the year one Curious Girl Diaries sexual road trip. All right. Thanks everybody for listening. Thank you for making it a great first year. And as usual, questions or comments, you can send those to Curious Girl at thecuriousgirldiaries.com.